It's a weekday afternoon, and Lisa Valley has welcomed home her daughter, Maya, from school. Maya is non-ambulatory, has multiple handicaps, and cannot communicate verbally. She has a very rare genetic mutation on her 14th chromosome, known as DYN-C1H1 deletion. Only about 50 cases like hers are known worldwide.
Her mutation causes her neurons not to function properly. So she's missing a part of her neuron, which then her neurons don't multiply properly or sustain themselves properly. So, and that causes her to have epilepsy.
We were invited to watch as Lisa placed Maya on a couch, handed her a bottle filled with milk, and as her daughter eagerly drank from the bottle and watched cartoons, Lisa, one at a time, administered two oral syringes.
Okay, ready?
One syringe contained CBD oil, known as Haley's Hope. The other was Columbia Care THC tincture. Maya receives 3 doses of medical marijuana each day. Lisa Valley explains that her daughter was previously taking a combination of drugs for her seizures and for pain management. Then, after searching for information about medical marijuana, she and her husband decided to give it a try. She says her daughter's last known seizure was in October 2014.
After we administered her first dose, you could see the tension on her face decrease. Like, it almost like it just started melting away. And my husband and I were like, do you really think this is something different? And it just continued.
New York State commenced its medical marijuana program in January 2016. Recreational marijuana, meanwhile, has been decriminalized, but with legal pot available just across the state line in Massachusetts and across the U.S. border in Canada, the push is on to legalize it in the Empire State.
We do not know a lot about the health harms and benefits of cannabis because we are very, very much behind in conducting research.
Dr. R. Lorraine Collins at the University at Buffalo was appointed by Governor Cuomo this past August to a work group that is studying how the state might regulate the adult use of cannabis. Among their tasks is observing best practices in other states. But Dr. Collins suggests much more research should be done on cannabis because very little is really known about both the benefits and the harmful effects of cannabis consumption. And the plant itself, she explains, is complicated.
One of the things that we have to consider is the potency of the product. Another thing we have to consider is how it's being used because the mode of use can affect potency as well as health-related side effects.
In Dr. Collins' opinion, even medical marijuana, though highly controlled, should be subject to further study, though she recognizes studies on CBD oil and its effects on seizures show promise. Lisa Valley is a believer.
Now I know that she's not sedated. I mean, she's more alert. She's happy. She's looking for people. She's looking for interactions from people instead of just being, like, existing. And that's pretty much how she was before.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has suggested cannabis could be legalized in New York in 2019. Valley sees benefits, including a decrease in sales on the black market, lower prices, and a source of tax revenue. But she also sees a downside.
Some of the downfalls is it takes away from the medical piece. You know what I mean? That becomes like this gray area of who's just using weed and who has using it medicinally. Then all of a sudden, everybody's using it medicinally.
Right. Dr. Collins, meanwhile, renews her call to ramp up research.
We definitely need to get moving because, you know, the train's left the station, the horse is out of the barn, whatever saying you want to use, we are going to be playing catch-up for quite some time.
Governor Cuomo on Monday confirmed that introducing legislation to legalize recreational marijuana is a part of his agenda for the first 100 days of his next gubernatorial term, which begins in January. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.